Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend, Gary Moore, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of the Financial Seminary. He is the author of Faithful Finances 101 and other books. Spiritual Investments. And he's a former Wall Street guy. And now he's recovering from that now over the last 20 years. He's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jill.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. And, Gary, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, if you remember when Enron pulled some of their shenanigans, those guys went to jail. When WorldCom pulled some of his shenanigans, he went to jail. The Tyco guy went to jail. The guys with Adelphia, they went to jail. So now we've got a new crop of felons. We've got Angelo Mazzello with Countrywide that could help contribute to the financial crisis. We've got Franklin Raines, former president of Fannie Mae, that presided over that fraudulent organization, and we got John Corzine that still has $1.2 billion of client money missing for over a year from MF Global. None of those guys are in jail. Gary, why is that?
Let's talk about the LIBOR scandal for a minute.
That's another one.
That was London-based, Jim.
Yeah.
But one of the defenses that the bankers used was that they believed the government encouraged them to be dishonest, to manipulate the rate.
LIBOR? Okay. The LIBOR guys?
In the LIBOR scandal, yeah. And there's an email that floats around from one of the top bankers that, in essence, encouraged them to manipulate the rate lower so that borrowing costs would stay down, mm-hmm. help the recovery and all that. And in essence, I think a big part, and just a big part, is what we call crony capitalism.
Yeah, yeah.
The enforcement of laws depends on an objective government that's willing to enforce those laws. The laws are no good if they can't be enforced. And when you have money playing the role that it does in American politics today, I think there's a tendency to look the other way on the part of many people because some of these people are enormous contributors to both campaigns.
So basically, you're saying that you're just basically saying Wall Street and Washington, the fix is in and we're out.
Well, there's a revolving door, Jim. There's no question there. The economic arm of the government has been staffed by Goldman Sachs alumni for many years now.
Yeah.
And they make huge contributions. I'm not picking on Goldman, but they have been the most prominent in the revolving door.
Mm-hmm.
And you can argue that's because of merit, and they're smarter than everybody else. You can argue all sorts of things. But I think that it's becoming extremely clear that there is so many, that we're becoming what's called an oligarchy, Jim.
Yeah.
And that means a society that is governed for the benefit of the rich.
Right.
And that is dawning.
Here's the thing you need to realize. This has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat.
No, it's on both sides.
This is both sides. This is what I mean when I say we've got to take back our country, folks. You've heard me say that the problem we got is ineptitude and corruption in Washington and digital greed on Wall Street and collusion between the two. Gary, we've got to break that little part. We've got to break that party up.
And that's becoming clear, Jim. Let me give you a guy who's been ignored for a very long time. His name is Joseph Stiglitz.
Yep.
He worked in the Clinton administration, Democrat, He has joined, he's Nobel economist, by the way, at Columbia. He's written a new book called The Price of Inequality, where he's complaining, in essence, about America becoming an oligarch. And he joined the Occupy Wall Street movement. And he has even consulted the Obama administration, but he is extremely critical of the bank bailout. He basically said the people who did the bank system were either, I know incompetent is one of them, and I think corrupt is the second one. But there's a Nobel economist with Democratic credentials who are saying exactly what you're discussing this morning. So it's dawning on both sides of the political spectrum, I believe.
Yeah, well, and folks, we can still turn this around. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.